Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
When I think Giants frustration, and in fact, a lot of times when there's games like this, one of the people I will text is none other than Butcher Boy, Joe Shasky. He's joining us right now on the River Islands guest line, maybe to get it off his chest a little bit too. Hey, Joe, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's up, fellas? Wow. I mean, the Marlins, dude, 97-03. A few years ago, Lou Brinson making Hunter Strickland break his wrist. And now this. I mean, I thought we turned the corner after the Red Sox, and they gave up 11 hits Tuesday, I think 13 or 14 hits Wednesday, which is last night, and then 11 again today. I mean, were you 40 hits in a three-game series? It's crazy.
8 runs per game for the Marlins in this series. And for me, Butch, you know, like, it's baseball. They're professionals too, even though we haven't heard of any of them. So there's the baseball side of it, but I don't understand what just took place. Where it's like you get hit by pitches for a few weeks, and then you decide the Marlins are the ones where you're going to take it out on, and you're going to tell them about it beforehand? I didn't understand what just took place.
Well, you're going to hit the third batter of the game? I just, there's two outs. You're in the first inning. It's a young pitcher in Hayden Birdsong who the last couple starts haven't been great. It's not like we need to just put guys on for free. You're already doing that as a staff the last couple of days anyway. Like, I understand the whole, like, retribution and trying to, you know, get one back for the Gipper. It's 2025. I mean, it's 2025. Like, we got to move on this. And this team needs to get out of some of these innings without base runners on. I thought it was bizarre. I listened to Guru before we were leaving the station today. You know, Guru's, we got to hit somebody. And I go, Guru, like, this isn't 1988. I never am going to be like, you got to hit a guy throwing 100 miles an hour, especially when you're a young player who's not established like Birdsong. I just thought it was terrible. And then next guy gets on, boom, 3-run home run. You're down 3-0. Like, okay, I'm glad we got that off our chest and hit someone. I mean, what good did that do?
Yeah, I might do some good if you were intentionally thrown out, but I look at the game last night, Butch, and it was an 0-2 curveball.
Exactly.
And then the next pitch, it's clear that their reliever had no command of the zone, and it's unfortunate. You've been hit 8 more times than you've hit the opponents, but if you look at the league average, they are dead on the number in terms of how many times they've been hit by pitches. And the thing I was saying to Mark is, if you do want to send a message, why don't you wait until later in the game and wait until you got a guy throwing 102
exactly
and put one in somebody's ribs?
Exactly. There's a time and a place, and you don't do it to the 3-hitter so that you get the 4-hitter up, you know, in the first inning of a game. I guess just the whole thing was bizarre to me. But that's not why the Giants lost this series and not where they're at right now. They're at where they're at right now, guys. It looks like their pitching looks really tired. Just for whatever reason, you know, I thought Logan Webb was good yesterday, but for whatever reason, their pitching has kind of hit a wall here. Robbie Ray hasn't looked as good the last couple starts. Verlander, I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I think Hayden Birdsong is a young guy who looked like he just didn't really have great command today. Camilo Duvall, I mean, do you trust the fastball or not? It's a pretty straightforward thing. I mean, my God, 10,000 sliders last night. And then situational hitting with runners in scoring position. How many two-out hits did the Marlins get with a runner on? Over and over and over again. And then Matt Williams, I mean, my God.
Oh, man.
Green light, red light. I mean, and here's the hard part I have with this. Like, Matt Williams is a legend. Like, he is a Giants legend. And everyone, fire him. Like, can we cut the brakes a little? Maybe take him off of third base. I don't want him and Pat Burrell fired. Give me a break.
Yeah, I'm not in the fire anybody mode, but here's what my read on the Matt Williams situation. I don't think Matt is suddenly a dummy or doesn't understand
exactly
whether or not somebody can score. I think we've seen this on and off throughout the whole year with the Giants, which is that their staff does not believe that the next guy can get a hit.
They
just don't.
No.
They don't. This is why they bunt. This is why they're sending runners. Their belief is it's more likely that somebody else in the outfield is going to make a bad throw than our next hitter is going to go get a hit.
That's 100% it. I think you're 100%. And I think that they're emphasizing this in between innings, in between games. Like, this is what coaching staffs talk about during the dead period when everyone's playing defense. Like, I'm 100% with you. Like, look, I love the Flan Man. Everybody loves Flannery. I watched him get Buster Posey thrown out, I felt like 5,000 times early in his career. I'm not kidding. Look it up. I remember it vividly. And I love the Flan Man. These things happen throughout a time. It's just this team right now is driving me nuts. Look, are there some silver linings? Yeah, I think Adames has actually looked really good.
Yep.
Like, I really do. I think his swing looks better. His approach looks better. Defensively, he's looked way better. So maybe he's more comfortable to the field. Jung Woo Lee, these at-bats today were the best they've been in a while. You know, Devers looks good. There are some silver linings. A.C. Schmidt has been awesome. I know we got to see what's going on with the wrist. But, like, I mean, I'm grasping at straws here, fellas. I don't even know. I'm just
No, it's all caps mode, and we love it. Joe Shasky here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. So normally you'd go to the South Side and you'd be licking your chops against Will Venables' team and the Chicago White Sox, but right now you kind of limp in. And I was asking Mark this before the show, Butch, what about Devers playing third? Would you want to see it? And are you getting the sense that Mark is that that's kind of a non-starter?
I don't think his groin is 100% healthy. If it was, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Look, I'm the guy who's saying in the offseason, I would look to try to lose some weight if I'm Devers and maybe slide over to second base. Like, I'm dead serious on that. Try it out. If it's so bad, you can always abort mission. Why not? I mean, at this point, I'm trying to get as many bats in the lineup as possible. I understand there's some risk and all that, like, but there's risk when he's running the bases. As Matt Williams gets thrown out by 500 feet the other day. So I'm open to anything at this point, Dibs. Here's the sucky part right now. Wilmer's ice cold, and Wilmer is a terrible defensive first baseman. He just is. He literally can't even hold guys on. He has to stay 2 feet off the bag because he's so slow bouncing and bouncing into defensive position after the pitcher goes to throw. Look it up. Look, like, watch it. It's crazy. And then they need Casey Schmidt back. Like, I can't believe I'm saying that sentence. But they need the high-priced guys. Like, they need their high-priced slash guys to play well. Adames, Jungle Lee, and they need Chapman back. Bad. Like, bad.
Yeah, they do. They do. But I just, like, I hear all of your ideas, Butch, and I'm not against any of them. But I think to Dibs' point, the Giants' behavior is telling us that they are not going to put Rafi Devers at an infield position. They're just not going to. Like, first base, yes. But one of the positions that needs movement, they're just, if they're not going to do it today, they're not going to do it.
Look, the second, I think the most difficult position is shortstop, but there's an argument to be made. The second most difficult position is third base by far. If you just omit catching altogether as its own unique thing, almost like being a quarterback. So you're not wrong. Like, I'm not saying you guys are wrong, but they're so desperate right now. I mean, and the irony is Christian Kost, the at bats haven't produced a lot. I think he's hitting the ball pretty well.
Yep.
I know that sounds crazy. He's hitting the ball pretty well, which, oh my God, on this team. I mean, Yaz has been on fire. Now he's cooled off a little in terms of fleshness. Like, this team right now has a bunch of guys that are going off you didn't expect, and then the high-priced guys just aren't performing. And I'm really worried about the pitching right now, guys. Like, that to me is the number one thing. You know, Landon Roop is in uncharted territory in terms of inning logs. Birdsong has never pitched at the professional level this deep. Last year was the first time he's gone into July and August this deep. Verlander, who knows? I don't know if Carson Wisenhunt is ready to contribute. Has he pitched this deep into his season ever? Like, I think they're in some trouble here with the pitching. I think they're like face slamming to the All-Star break.
Sasky, you got some good energy today, but I'll be honest with you. I thought you'd be even more mad than you are.
No, I'm not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's take a step back. Like, a year ago, I wanted the GM gone. They didn't have, you know, a handful of players I even liked, you know? So right now they got Rafael Devers. I mean, what a great trade that was. Yep. I mean, yep. He's got to play well, but what a great trade. Casey Schmidt, like, is balling right now. Ramos is balling. Ramos should be your all-star. Ramos is having a hell of a year. Like, I didn't see this coming. You know, the trade with Robbie Ray ended up being a pretty damn good trade after a horrible Mitch Haniger side. So, like, there's a lot of positive things to be happy with, and I'm trying to have perspective. Like, I really am. This team was unwatchable for large stretches of the last 5 years. They're a fun team. They're maddening. They drive me crazy. Yeah. But I have had more fun watching them in the last 3 months than I've had, I would say, since the pennant race of 2021.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But these three games, they were Gabe Kapler's revenge. I hope you understand that.
Oh, God.
I know.
That guy.
You see him? Guy. You see him in his white suit this week? Did you see that?
Of course I did. My boy, Cream the Barber, he cuts my hair. He also cuts Gabe Kapler's hair. And I'm just like, he loves Gabe. He's like, Gabe's a great guy. And I'm just... Gabe drives me nuts. He's just nuts. If you have to look in the mirror for 45 minutes before you come out of the clubhouse, whether you're Mike Tomlin lining up your beard or Gabe Kapler, I'm just like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Dude, just go coach the team, dude. Let's go.
I did not know that Gabe Kapler got haircuts. I did not know that.
You know, he gets lined up. I mean, it's called getting lined up,
yeah.
Mark. That's what the kids call it, you know. It's like Mike Tomlin. Your beard is that meticulous. I mean, come on, man. We're old. We wake up out of bed, we roll on, we put on some pants. Let's go.
All right, man. Go enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and hopefully this will get better in Chicago this weekend.
Full disclosure, it's LJ and me downstairs in the basement. I just ordered Shake Shack for the two of us, and Mom's not coming home till late because she's got a work thing. So
yep.
It's cheeseburgers and french fries, baby.
Atta baby.
It's good parenting that's, right there.
I told you Thursday's the best day of the week. This is the stuff that happens on a Thursday. It's a pseudo Friday.
And guess what? I'm pulling a stretch 5 next week, Dibs. You're going to be real happy. The Warriors might acquire me. I'm so stretch 5-y.
I like it. And you mean around the 4th, right?
Oh, come on, baby. Yeah. Got to have the 3rd off, course. The 4th
okay.
off,
5th, yeah.
6th. I might even wrap around to the 7th. You know, I'm kind of testing the waters. You know?
I like it.
Like Bed Bath & Beyond in old school. I don't know if we have time. I got to see what my schedule's looking like. I'm going to do a streak this Saturday in golf with you guys.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm glad used it appropriately, because the only time it's a stretch, whatever, is when it's around a day that you already get off from your job. Like, if you just take a Monday and a Friday, that's not a stretch four. That's you taking 2 days off. But when you stretch around a holiday that you already get, that's when it becomes a stretch five.
Well, Guru's got what we call the Moses. He takes 40 days and 40 nights to wander the desert in between showing up to work.
Well, I mean, 100 people at a family reunion. I get it. I'm surprised he came back as quickly as he did.
Dude, and then he has the Jerusalem Cruisers where the jeans with the, like, see-through open-toe shoes and the cutoffs. I go, dog, what are you wearing? I love you, Guru. Oh, my God.
It's absolute perfection. All right, buddy. Go have Shake Shack and watch the second round of the draft.
God, the draft is so bad. Have a good one, guys.
All right. See you,
Shasky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.